first lessons are from John chapters 14, 15, and 16, parts of the Lord's last words to his disciples on the night when he was arrested. Let not your heart be disturbed. Believe in God and believe in me. In my Father's house are many abodes, and if not, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you in to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas says to him, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus says to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall remain in my love, as I have kept the commandments of my Father and remain in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be filled full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his soul for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, on account of this, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had sin. But now they have no pretext for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no other has done, they would not have had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this comes to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. Behold, the hour comes and is now come that you shall be scattered, everyone to his own, and shall leave me alone. And I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have affliction, but have confidence. I have overcome the world. We read also from Apocalypse Explained. It is evident from the teachings of the Word what the reason was for the Lord's coming and why he suffered. The Lord came into the world to save the human race, which otherwise would have perished in eternal death. He saved them by subjugating the hells, which infested every man coming into the world and going out of the world, and at the same time by glorifying his human, since thus he is able to keep the hells subjugated to eternity. The subjugation of the hells, together with the glorification of his human, was accomplished by means of temptations admitted into the human that he had from the mother, and by continual victories in them. His passion in Gethsemane and on the cross was the last temptation and complete victory. Amen.